All right, so I want to talk today a little about Lech HaMishnah and by extension about Suda Shabbos. The chiyuv to have Lech HaMishnah and Shabbos generated by the Pasuk and Parshas B'Shalach, it's in the first of the sources, where it mentions, of course, regards to the Mon, Vahir Bayom HaShishi Lachtu Lech HaMishnah, Shnei HaOmer Lachar, Vahir Kol Metziyada, Vahir LaMoshe. It's interesting, it says that they gathered double portion, Lech HaMishnah, and all the Nesim came to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean all of the Nesim came to Moshe? Like they tattled on him. They told the Moshe. And you read the subsequent psukim, Moshe says, yeah, I know. Hu asher diber Hashem. This is exactly what Hashem said, that no man will fall on no man is going to fall on Shabbos, a double portion is going to fall on Friday. Some find fault with Moshe Rabbeinu. He was supposed to tell, it's almost like when the Nesi Eda come to Moshe, they say, oh yeah, I meant to tell you. You know, forgot to tell you, there's going to be a double portion for the people today. And some find fault in Moshe. I think it says later on when a few people went out on Shabbos and tried to collect, or the Medrash says that Dosan Aviram put stuff out there, whatever happened, so the and they didn't find any mon, of course. So it says, Ad ona me'antem, right? You refuse to listen to me. And Moshe Rabbeinu was included because he didn't do what he was supposed to do here. But be that as it may, you have the term in this Pasuk, Shmos Perak Design, Pasuk Chav Beis, and a few Pasukim later. There's a concept called Lech HaMishnah. That parsha, the parsha of the Mon, in B'Shalach, is the first time that the mitzvah of Shabbos is presented to the Jewish people. But the very first time Shabbos appears in the Chumash at all, by the way, that's, you know, it's before the Aseres HaDibros. Even though Shabbos is in the Aseres HaDibros, but it's introduced to the Jewish people already in parsha B'Shalach at Mora, right? In fact, as some point out, that's what it means in the Shmoneh Esrei, on Musaf, we say, Oz Misinai Nitztavu Aleho. Right, in the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei Musaf, Tikkat Shabbos, it says, Oz mi Sinai, even before Sinai. Before Sinai, we were already commanded concerning Shabbos, because some of the mitzvah of Shabbos were already given in Mora over there in Parashat B'Shalach. But the very first time Shabbos is introduced altogether to anybody is in Parashat Bereishis, of course, right? The beginning of Parashat Bereishis, Parak Beis. And there it says, Vayivarach Elokim es Yom HaShviv Vayikadesh Oso, Kivo Shavas Mikol Malach Torah, Shomer Elokim Lasos. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed and sanctified. Vayivarech and Vayikadesh. The Rashi comments in the name of Chazal, what does that mean? Vayivarech and Vayikadesh. Berchu Bamon, Bekidsho Bamon. It's through the Mon. This Pasuk is a reference, even though there's no Mon, there's no Jewish people, there's barely any people altogether at that point, right? This is the end of Sheshes Mei Bereishis, but there's a hint already. Vayivarech Vayikadesh is a reference to the Mon. Berchu Bamon, Shekoyimos, Shabbos, Harei Lahem, Omer Lagulgoas. Rashi, this pasuk is projecting forward into the future that there'll be mon on a double portion of mon on Friday. That's vayivarech, a bracha is extra, and vayikadesh it's sanctified, and that it's special that no mon falls on Shabbos itself. I reference here Deres Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon, and his comment on the Chumash is bothered a little bit. It's a stomach kasha, you know. I mean, it's hard to imagine. That's such a dramatic description, two powerful verbs, Vayivarech and Vayikadesh, to say that it refers to just one small window in all of Jewish history. I mean, how many, the Mon fell for 40 years, right? So the expanse of Jewish history, the whole Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviv Vayikadesh was a reference to one very small era in Jewish history, just 40 years. And originally, let's remember, it probably wasn't supposed to be 40 years, probably. They're supposed to go in faster. Well, it just ended up being 40 years. It's a little strange. So they're only going to deal. He says, really, this is for all time, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu provides extra. People don't work on Shabbos. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. I wrote it by hand because I got cut off. It says, Omar Rab Abba, B'Shabbos Chayav Adam Liptzoa Al Shtei Kikaros. Tichsiv Lechem Mishnah. Rab Abba says on Shabbos you have to break into two challahs. You have to have two loaves. Dichsiv lechem mishnah. Based on pasuk lechem mishnah. In other words, this is not just a report that this is what happened, but we actually have a din that flows from there, namely the requirement of lechem mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi chazina leila Rav Kana denoka tarter batzachada. Rav Ashi said I saw Rav Kana. He had two loaves, but only cut into one. And the first, Rav Abba says you have to cut into both. Which we'll see later, the Vilna Gaon holds like that, but Rav Kana, according to Rav Ashi's report, he noka tarte botza chada. Okay, because Omar liktuk, see, it says loktuk, see, loktu lechem mishnah. They gathered lechem mishnah, they didn't break into both at the same time. They had lechem mishnah, but they didn't cut into both at the same time. Rav Zera would cut in and he cut into everything and ate a lot. It looks like he was hungry. No, on Shabbos it's okay. So he ate a bigger piece. Sounds like he had a much larger piece. Doesn't necessarily say he had two challahs, but he had more. Okay, but anyway, that's the Gemara. That's the makor for having lechem mishnah. It doesn't say in the Gemara exactly what the nature of the din is. Why do you need lechem mishnah? I mean, is it a commemoration or is it something different to it? So it's interesting in the Tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam, source number 6, the Sefer HaYosher. Rabbeinu Tam has a Sefer called Sefer HaYosher. There are two parts to it. There's Chelek HaChidushim, which is Chidushim, and Shalos HaTshuvas, which is Shalos HaTshuvas. And Simon Ayin in the Tshuvas section, Sefer HaYosher Rabbeinu Tam, he's really talking about Shalos HaTshuvas, but you'll see the connection. It says, an interesting question. Why... Moshe? This is not. Okay. So the question, hello, the question he deals with, okay, the question that Tom deals with here is with regards to the chiyuv of women. Is there another paper? I think I brought four. It's with regards to the chiyuv of women to have lecha mishnah, and also by extension shalashudas, because shalashudas is also the concept of having three meals on Shabbos also appears to be learned from the very same mucker there, okay, regarding the mun. Not from the pasuk that I quoted above here, but I think I may have mentioned the other day. No, it says three times, I mentioned it in a different shiur, right? It says three times hayom in regards to the mun. In that same perek tezayin of Shmos and Pasuk B'Shalach. So it says, what's about to say again? It says, Hayom lom, how does it start? Hayom lom simtsuba sada. Ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom lashem, hayom lom simtsuba sada. The Gemara says in the next stop, Shabbos kofir ches, it says hayom three times, ichlu hayom, hayom lom simtsuba sada. Shabbos Hayom Lashem, I almost use Osada. So three times has the word Yom, so I have three Sudas on Shabbos. Okay, it was six. So Rabbeinu Tam discusses what we always said so far, which is the Chiva Lechem Mishnah based on Psukim, both in Bishalach and in Drosher, Berchav, Mon, and Kitchamon. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, you have to have two loaves of bread. So we're trying to understand the reasoning behind it. So let's take a look. What he's talking about is with regards to being Yotze Shalashudis without having Challah. Forget about lechem mishnah, without having any challah. But I'm more interested right now on the third line, or actually the fourth line of that source number 6. It says, v'noshim im chayavos, where the women are chayav in lechem mishnah. It says, nire de'af heim hayu ba'osaneis demin lechem mishnah hayu, demon lechem mishnah hayu lekulam. V'chein chayavos l'tzoshte kikaros. Okay? Shalashudis and lechem mishnah, according to the Tam, is incumbent upon women as well. Why? Because the old rule of af hein hayu ba'osanis, and the double portion of man was for everybody. Omer la'gulgol, an omer's worth of man, an omer's a measurement, right? So an omer's worth of man fell every single day, and a double portion fell on Friday. That was for women too. So the Mela says of the Tam, well, if the whole lechem mishnah and shalashudis both relate to the requirement of or the fact. We had a double portion. No one fell on Shabbat. A double portion fell on Friday, and that's what we're commemorating. So in Mela, we have the old rule of Afein Hayu Bosanes, which the Gemara applies to Mikra Megillah, right? Women are Chayav and Megillah says on Purim Afein Hayu Bosanes, and to Ner Chanukah Afein Hayu Bosanes, and Arba Kosos. Those are the three mitzvahs regarding which the Gemara says that women are obligated, even though they seem to be time bound, right? Usually women exempt to mitzvahs as man groma. But here they say that the women are obligated in those three mitzvahs, Mikra Megillah and Purim, Chanukah and Chanukah, and Arba Kosos on Pesach, because they all relate to a miracle which benefited the women also. Actually, the Machlokas Rishonim, what do you mean, Afein Hayu Ba'osanes? That some Rishonim want to learn, it means, like Ashbam seems to say, that means that women, not just they benefited from the miracle, but they played an active role in bringing about the miracle. Right, by Chanukah, so by Purim, let's say, Esther was obviously a major player in the story. By Chanukah, so he references Yehudis, who chopped off the head of Elephornos, that the Greek general. And by Arba Kosos Mitzrayim, it says, Bishchus Noshim Tzidkonios, Nigalo Sem Mitzrayim. Right, so according to that approach, then you'd be hard-pressed to extend it to here. But the other approach is simple. No, not that women were Lashon Af implies not especially, it means also. So you know, obviously, whatever Haman's desire was a Hashmi Lahar Galabit is called Yehuda Minava Zokein Tafanoshim. Haman wanted to wipe out all the women also, not just the men. So obviously the salvation of Purim benefited the women, and the miracle of Hanukkah benefited women also, and then it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim benefited women too. So it says Rabbeinu Tam here, Afen Ha'ibosanes applies here as well. Therefore, women are obligated to be sudas on Shabbos, women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. I should stress, women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah, but you only need one set of Lechem Mishnah per table. In other words, if the husband is making Hamotzah on Lechem Mishnah, then you know, just like not every man at the table has his own Lechem Mishnah, women don't need either. It's not saying the women, but let's say you have women eating alone. The girls in a dormitory, or the whatever, a group of girls are eating by themselves in an apartment, or the mother's home but the husband's not home, or whatever. So then there's a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah. Good. So says the Rabbeinu Tam. The part that I put in the brackets is added on. It's not part of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not part of the Chuva Rabbeinu Tam. So the references to Tzlach and other things later, but the editor. Okay. So that's the story. That is the position of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what's interesting is, it's an interesting application. Because what do you mean, af hein ha'bos anes? Sounds like if not for that, women would be exempt from shal shudas and lechem mishnah, right? Why? Because they're exempt from mitzvahs essay shazman groma. Is this a mitzvahs essay? Is lechem mishnah shal shudas a mitzvahs essay? Usually we assume, what's the common denominator between mechanica and mechamegillah and harbakosis? They're all the rabbanans, right? So by the Rabbanans, one could argue, okay, one could argue that maybe the whole tour of Mitzvah Shazman Groma doesn't apply, right? One could argue. So hold on, good. So we'll see that in the run. But that's very good. But before we get to that, in other words, one could have argued that, you know why, you know, in other words, you don't need to come on Tafein Ha'ibos Anes. Because it's not the chiyuv of lechem mishnah, the chiyuv of shal shudas, is not a mitzvah saseh. It's only a drabanan anyways. Okay, and so those are chiyuv drabanan.
The fact that the Gemara says the reason doesn't show you that it's not true.
Oh, so the fact is the Gemara says it by those mitzvahs. All right, but the question is now: can we extend it, or we could say faket? Maybe we dafke apply that rule. Only with regards to mitzvahs drabanan. In other words, it can cut both ways. Maybe the whole rule of afhein ha'bos anes, because we have a principle called the tikkun rabanan kein d'oraisa tikkun, right? So the rabanan always modeled their precepts and their institutions after what already exists in the Torah. But anyway, it looks from the Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll get that in a second, that's in the Tshuva of Shlomo Kluger, but it looks in the Rabbeinu Tam like women are chai because afhein ha'bos anes, and the chiv would seem to be a chiv d'oraisa, which for women and for men. Now it's interesting, there's a discussion about tefillah, and that's what I'll show you. Look in the Rashi in Bracha, Staf Chaf Amud Beis in Bracha. It says, women are obligated in tefillah. The chayavim b'tefillah, the tefillah rachamihi, tefillah is fundamentally a request of rachamim, umid rabbananhi. Okay, now you know not all Rishonim agree with that. The Rambam holds tefillah is deraisa. But many Rishonim hold tefillah is rabbanan, including that Rashi in Bracha, Chaf Amud Beis. The masav chayavim b'tefillah, tefillah rachamihi, umid rabbananhi, v'tiknuha af lenashim. In other words, the Rabbanan don't have to come on to a... They can have whatever reason. It's a takana de Rabbanan. It's time-bound. Okay, but maybe that's only a problem when it's a mitzvah asei shazman. The p'tur of mitzvah asei shazman groma is only when it's a mitzvah asei, meaning a daraisa, shazman groma, then women are exempt. So if you want to include them, you have to come up with some reason. But it's like over here, this Rashi is saying that this... The Rabbanan made the takan of tefillah, so Rabbanan on the second for men and for women. It's time bound, I don't do anything. Kach tiknu Rabbanan, right? And the Tosis, the Embrochus Chavim Beis says tefillah pshita came to see Ervok and Tzarim Asichem Emor Kumsa Sage Man Grami Abi Kamash Man the Rachmanin. Rashi knocks out that whole phrase. Problem with the gears are there. Shari tefillah Rabbanan he umay mitzvahs asay shaychi bay. Tosis says the term mitzvahs asay is not shaych by the Rabbanan. That's what I want to show you from that Tosis. Okay? Now, nonetheless, perhaps you could apply it, but I'm just saying that the mere fact that they use the term mitzvahs asay would seem to imply that it's a din d'oraisa. The term mitzvah asay is applied to din d'oraisa. and mitzvah seish as man grama, women are exempt. And it's Rabbi Tam by come. Now you could argue that Rabbi Tam would hold that it's a mitzvah drabbanon, and the reason why the rabbanon included women is because afein haibo sanes. That might have been the motivating factor behind it. You could say that, but I'm just saying it would appear that the Rabbeinu Tam holds. I mean, the conclusion. Go back to where Rabbeinu Tam. The conclusion is that it's a mitzvah seder abanan. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Tam himself says. Mitzvah seder abanan shava bakol. So, what do you need to bring in afein haibo sanes? Because that may be the motivating factor behind the decision of the rabbanan to include women. In other words, what I'm trying to, I'm not making it clear. What I'm trying to say is that when you're dealing with the mitzvah rabbanan, you don't have to follow the women. We would not necessarily assume that women are exempt if it's time bound. Why? Because take the rabbanon. The rabbanon is sakinus for men and women. Women are exempt from mitzvah shesman grom, but that's a deraisa. When the rabbanon is sakin, I'm a sakin for whatever they want. So Rabbeinu Tam concludes that lecha mishnah and shalosh shudas are dora. At first, it looks like he's saying a deraisa, but the conclusion is no. It's oh, the mitzvah say the rabbanon show of a kol. What do you need then to bring up? What does he have to bring up? Afein haibo sanes for altogether. All right, just say it's a mitzvah bonon, and afein haibo sanes is not necessary. The answer is, and as you said, so why do we apply it to Megillah, and why do we have to bring it up all together? Just say these are all mitzvah bonon. I mean, you could argue by Megillah it's a divrei Kabbalah, but you don't have to come to that. The answer is that could simply be the motivating factor behind why the Chachamim were motivated to include women. That was just the reason why. But lamaisa mitzvah say it's drabonon because you don't use the term mitzvah say, okay. The problem is, Shlomo Kluger asks in his Tshuva, Halacha Shlomo Chelek Archaim Sim Kuf Yudal, source number 9. He says, Lamaisa, very often women don't have Lecha Mishnah, I guess in his time. They also don't have Shal Shudas a lot of times. So he's wondering why that should be. Okay? Shaloso, Lama lo nagar anoshim Lecha Mishnah, v'ein lomar d'hazachar motzi m'shalom, k'ein lo yivarchu b'rchas ha-motzi. Now this is a lesser known din. A lot of people I've seen don't know this. Okay? Let's say I have a table and a father, let's say, makes hamotzi over Lecha Mishnah. And he passes a piece of challah to everybody. You don't make your own hamotzi. You yotze with his hamotzi. Okay, I've seen a lot of times people know that they get their little slice of bread and they make hamotzi. It's not proper because hamotzi has to be made on Shabbos over Lecha Mishnah. So if everyone has their own Lecha Mishnah at their seat, there's one thing. But if the father's making it, so you don't make your own Lecha. So apparently, there's
one.
I've seen
that, yeah.
The Hasidim will
pass it around.
They'll make hamotzi. Then they'll pass it over to someone else. And
yeah, so then they'll have each person has their own Lecha Mishnah.
It's not the same Lecha Mishnah, but
but at least you're making the bracha on the Lecha Mishnah. That's okay. Oh, yeah, I guess you have in mind not to be Yotze. But I'm not talking about that. There they pass around the whole chah. Cuts it up, and you get your. I've seen this too. People don't know. They get their slice and they make hamotzi, which is out of habit. I mean, you get a slice of bread, now you make hamotzi on it, right? But here, the fact he's supposed to make it over Lecha. Sometimes at weddings, at bar mitzvah, everyone's got their own Lecha Mishnah, they share, whatever. But I'm not weddings on Shabbos, bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Everyone's got their own role. Everyone goes to wash, you come sit down, so you use someone else's role, you make a Lecha Mishnah. But he's saying women shouldn't make Brichas Avotzi. So apparently they do, but apparently he's referring to that meaning. They make their own hamotzi, implying that they're not worried about the whole lecha mishnah altogether. They're not yotzi with the husband, and they eat. They make it on their slice. They don't know. So why do they do this? Okay. So he says, "Bezeh garam lo masher ro b'primigarim shekas b'shem avudim degam nashim chavah lecha mishnah mikoach afayin arbos." And it's also the tshuva of the Talmud. So l'dati minigasol Torah v'ki ein divrei avudim nirim bezeh. I don't think that he says he quotes from the Avudram, but it's really we saw it in the Tshuvas of Menuh Tam. The Tshuvas of Menuh Tam were not public, were not available, probably in the days of Shlomo Kluger in the 1800s. See, but as from the Avudram, the same idea. Nirin the Dain Divar the Avudram Nirin said the Bish Shlomo Gabi Dal Kosos. Because what do you mean Achain Haribos on Nes here? I mean Bish Shlomo Gabi Dal Kosos Sumagila, and he said the same thing about Yain, Abra Kosos. The Iker HaMitzvah Havel is Ikar and the Hodala Nes Atzmo. The Chach Shayach Lomar Dafein HaVoso Nes. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, the essence, the essential nature of the Mitzvah, why Chanukah is to what? To remember the miracle. The reason of Mikra Megillah is to remember the miracle. Aber Lechem Mishnah Otu Avizela Hodala Nes Hamon? When we eat Lechem Mishnah, are we doing it to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle of the Mon? Well, let's be honest here. How many of us think about the mon when we make Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos? Not too often, if ever, right? I mean, it's not the Chanukah, the whole Chanukah candle is designed to remember the miracle. The whole Mikra Megillah is designed to remember the miracle. Even if you assume that it's because it says in the pasuk by the man lachtu lecha mishne, but that the essential takana of lecha mishne is not to recall the miracle of the man. Zeino, rakav zikaron. It's a commemoration on mashiyard b'mashiyah lecha mishne. V'zeh edus v'os on mitzvah Shabbos. V'im kein have mitzvos rak with zikaron v'edus on Shabbos. V'im kein harak kashar mitzvos. It's not a mitzvah of you can only apply afhena. Afhena hayu v'os on neis is by a mitzvah which essentially relates to a neis. Okay? So what does he say? He says, Arivash kos of lulu de gilsa Torah to kol shiyesh mishiyesh mishiyah. We know from talking about kiddush Shabbos. L'chein nehid yafinim nizach of yishamar d'chayav and b'kiddush ayom. Mishar mitzvah Shabbos akum v'say p'tur and avi mitzvah says she yisah zman gromah. There's a suggestion that women should be exempt because it's mitzvah says she yisah zman gromah. And you said before, shmir shamar and zachar. He wants to redact that since the Gemara is only marbe kiddush, that means the other positive in the Shabbos are not included. And therefore, women are exempt and finished. The od nira, okay. All right, the rest we don't need. But the point of the matter is the on the other hand, let's go towards the bottom. He says, despite that, the last three lines of that page. Despite that, Rivash is a hare haran perikol kisvei kasa tam shavudim shemar tam, as we said. V'charka chazvud lo tam zeh came in the iska zir l'shmir v'nashon ha'mi kiddushon dvar Torah hu adin l'chol chiyuvei Shabbos. Oh, he says Yosora. So basically, l'chol chiyuvei, right? But now, one second, there comes a major nafkamina. Because if you hold that it's learned out kol sheyeshnim shmir yeshnim b'schira, then what's the nature of the obligation? It's the raisa. Right? Like kiddush. Gemara says, women are obligated in kiddush ha'om dvar Torah. According to Ben Tam, the way he concludes is, oh, the mitzvah say, the whole thing, it's often, you know, it's to commemorate the miracle, and otherwise, that's the reason we said why what motivated the Rabbanan to say that women should do this mitzvah with the Rabbanan, so. According to this approach, one second, is a big difference, okay, because we're saying here that maybe women are obligated to oraisa. All right, now then the Shmuel Kluger questions whether that Ron is correct or not. But Kolponim, you have you do have such a shita. So the Ron. What Kol Shiyesh Mitzvah is here, or that's the Raisa? Well, we'll see. Okay, I mean, but you know, it makes a difference. Okay, I'll tell you what else will make a difference. It's interesting. All right, so the Mogan Avram. Okay, the Mogan Avram. In source 12, Aruch Chaim Sefer Reish Nun Dalet Sivkot Nechov Gimel, talks about the chiyuv of general, the chiyuv of sudas on the chiyuv of sudas on Shabbos, right? And let me just find the line. He talks about this question. In other words, what if a person? It's really. What if a person is poor? Remember, we had the Gemara in the end of the Chanukah sugya on Shabbos. The Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Chanukah. A person is too poor to afford Shabbos candles and Chanukah, which takes precedence, or it's Chanukah candles and Kiddush and so on. So, what if a person does not have enough money to afford? Has enough either for challah on Shabbos or for Kiddush on Shabbos? Either he's going to get challah or he's going to get wine. What should he get? Well, one point is that because you can eat challah, you can make challah kiddush on challah too, self. But the Magen Avraham says, in the middle of the third line, oh, nearly dafka be pasi tir mazon gimel sudas to chayav be Shabbos lechol pas, okay. There's a fire, and you have to decide what you can save, and so on. Okay. Anyway, he says in this context that pas takes precedence because there's a chiyuv to eat pas at every meal. All right, now, one second. If the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah is only drabbanan, so then what you said before would be right, right? The ayin kiddush takes precedence. On the other hand, you have your point that kiddush can be made over pas. In fact, we assume the yayin is not the raisa, the kiddush is the raisa, but the yayin is only the rabbana. It may relate to this machlokas, but You know, there's nothing to talk about if you assume that there's a chiyuv of kiddush is doraisa, and you have to have wine. So then the wine certainly takes precedence over having the challah. All right. Anyway, what is doraisa? The rabbanon, perhaps, and it's in machlokas we've shown him. But I really want to look at something else, and again, it ties into shalosh shudas, and it's also going to tie into the whole nature of sudas on Shabbos and the role of lecha mishnah. What is it? Why do you have to have lecha mishnah? Good, it's a zecher to the man. What does it do? So it's interesting. Take a look in Source 13. Rashi, on that Sugyan Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, says, Batzel Kula Shirusa, that was the practice of Zeri. He had a prusa, he had a big piece. He didn't have lecha mishnah, he had a big piece. The dialogue below is a sudal covered Shabbos. The nired kemechabev sudas Shabbos lischazek velechol harbe. What's the din? It looks like since who was it? Reb Zera, I think. Reb Zera had. Reb Zera. Reb Zera made chamotzi on Shabbos over a huge piece of challah. Maybe like one of these big challahs like they have at the bar mitzvahs, you know, the weddings. Those enormous challahs nobody eats. So it's just good for the picture. You know, the chassan stands with the little kid stands with a big knife. Makes the motzi or whatever. You know. Anyway, so he had this big challah. Rashi seems to suggest, I don't know how far he can be medayik, but he says the whole idea is to show that you love having sudas on Shabbos, but lechol harbe, eat a lot. You have lechem mishnah because you should eat more on Shabbos. You should eat more on Shabbos and eat during the course of the week. Okay? In fact, the Rambam also mentions, in general, it was brachas, Targ Zayin Halacha Gimel, it's a general rule, you don't make hamas without salt. Okay. You shouldn't make hamas to a small piece, but you look like a cheapskate. You look like you're starving. But the more important line for us now, over Shabbos, Yeshlo Livtsoa Prusa Gedola. Okay, on Shabbos, you should dafka cut a big piece. Why? Because it's part of the din of having a meal on Shabbos. The meal on Shabbos, you have a big meal. Eat more than you eat during the week. It happened to discuss a guy with somebody this morning, talking after shul this morning about dieting. Okay, so I told him, you know, there's a person who lost a lot of weight, and I said, gained some back. So he said, when he lost like 60 pounds at one point. So he was telling me, I told him, my wife always tells me, why can't I, she doesn't understand why I can't lose weight. I should just pretend that the food is straight. She said, you know, you'll see, you can walk past, she said, you walk past a pizza shop, the Treif pizza shop, and it smells delicious, but you wouldn't have a half minute to walk in and order a slice of pizza. You're right, I mean, you know, we were talking, you know, I'd be allergic to fish. Okay, I happen to love fish. I became allergic later in life to fish. So I wouldn't take a piece of fish. I mean, you're crazy. You're going to get sick. So she said, she just look, and this guy this morning was telling me when he was dieting, that's what he did. He viewed food with a Treif. In his mind, there's a mental, you know, he said, I'd see a box of cookies, okay, and he would just pretend they were Treif cookies, and no hechshus, he wouldn't eat it, you know, that, except that he said, he set up his diet on Shabbos, he ate. He ate a lot, he would have the platter cookies on Shabbos, walk by, and have three cookies as he walked by later, have another three cookies, you know. He said, but once Shabbos came, however many cookies in a box, that's something to work till the next Friday, you know, the next Friday. That's discipline, diet is all about discipline. Why do I bring that up here? Because on Shabbos, he didn't die. Shabbos, he ate. That's really the din. Shabbos is supposed to eat a lot. The implication of both Rashi and the Rambam. So why do you have lechem mishnah? It's not a din, huh?
The Rashi says the Shema Yisera.
Yeah, right.
The Shema Yisera means the ability to eat more.
Right, exactly. And it's a din that we mentioned that once, no? Did we talk about that? Okay. But yes, correct. But Rashi, look back in the Lashon Rashi in 13. V'nira kimechavev sudas Shabbos. You're showing that this is the great Suda. Oh, I'm eating so much. That's why I have better food and everything else to go through it, right? You look at the Rambam, he's supposed to have, it says, I mean, again, the dieters, the Rambam says, Bosa Shomin, I think he, or Machalim Shmeinim, as some uses. I don't know if it means fattening, but it means rich, you know, tasty. So the whole idea of Lechem Mishnah, according to what it looks like from this Rashi and the Rambam, it's not a din in having, and it really fits in well with what Rav Shlomo Kluger said. It's a zecher to the fact that a double portion of money, that's not the ikker. The ikker is to enhance the Sudas Shabbos, right? It's an eating, it's a din in eating, right? It's not a din in having two rolls. It's a din in eating. You should eat more on Shabbos, eat during the week. That's why the Gemara, and maybe, by the way, I just want to suggest, maybe that was the Machlokas Amoraim, right? The Machlokas back in source number five. Maybe that was machlokas amoraim. He cut dafke two pieces, right? And he ate a big one. How does a big one help? The answer is no, very good. A big one helps because it's more. It's not a magic number two. Okay? It's not the magic is two. The idea is having more than usual. That's what you have. Okay? The other held that no. In fact, the first person cut into both of them. Who was Rav Acha? Cut into both of them. Rav Abba. He cut into both pieces. In fact, that's the Vilna Gaon holds. And I think, by the way, the Chassidim also says, some Chassidim have, they have 12, you know, the Shvatim and so on, they cut every one of them. It's the same idea, to eat a lot. All right? However, one could argue that, no, that's not what it's about. It's not about having more food on Shabbos. Okay? It's not about, there's something special about having two rolls. Okay? And, just a second. For here. One could suggest that, you know, it's got nothing to do with eating more on Shabbos. It's simply a matter of having you know, something special for Shabbos, and not a matter of two of just having extra food, but the double thing shows the uniqueness of Shabbos. It's not an eating a food thing, but it's a lechem mishnah thing. Okay, let me explain what I mean. Okay, take a look in the Tshuva of the Rashbo. All right, the Rashbo writes in this Tshuva Chelek Zayin Sim Tov Kuf Lamed. Just a second. He really spells out that was the machlokas and the Rishonim. Rava said the betzia pishnai mishari mosachol. Find the right words here. Just a moment. It's all question of how many you cut. I thought he said someplace. Oh, here it is. In the middle, he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Five lines from the bottom. V'chasa b'tanchuma. You see that at the end of the period? Ki kol mili de Shabbos kafel. Everything on Shabbos is double. Shnei chavosim, right? Mizmor shir, right? Mishnah on Shabbos. Mizmor shir is saying. Lechem mishnah. Zohar v'shamar, right? Everything on Shabbos has a doubleness to it. So Meila says this, says the Rashbo, and v'nira d'shamina gazela hadlik shtei neiras, right? Two candles, right? A lot of things, on Shabbos, you know, even though I saw somewhere once, what is it again? Everything on Shabbos is number seven. Right, there's so many things on Shabbos is number seven. A lot of, yeah, dog is seven. Huh? Dog is seven. And Bosser and Mispar Katan is seven. You know what Mispar Katan is? In Gematria, if you take off the zeros. Right? So Bosser is basis two. Sin or Shin is 300, but take off the zeros. It's three is five. And Reish is two, and take off the zeros. It's called Mispar Katan. So Bosser is seven, and Yayin. Dog is seven, and Yayin is seven again, and Mispar Katan. And all the Shabbos foods. So huh? No, that's a different joke, right? They ask, why do we eat kugel on Shabbos? Because kugel in gematria is Shabbos. So you add it up, it doesn't work. So you take another piece. Eventually, it'll add up. Anyway, a whole bunch of things with Shabbos adds up to seven. But anyway, this Medrash Tanchuma and Rosh Bo quote has the two. So it seems to me that what he's stressing, it's not a matter of having more than on a weekday. There's something special about the two. Okay? Something special about having two. Now, I think perhaps with this sort of is it something like an identify Shabbos, what I'm cutting down to, is it the specialness of Shabbos or the specialness of the Suda? Ultimately, the specialness of the Suda is the specialness of Shabbos. I'm not trying to build a major machlokas here. I mean, it's just a different emphasis. And one could really argue, and this ties in with the Shalosh Shudas question also, one can really argue that really the whole idea of Shalosh Shudas, I brought with me just an essay I once wrote, a little article I once wrote on Shalosh Shudas that you can have. Now, we're not really going to it any length here. If you have a chance to read it, take 3 minutes. Not a major essay. What?
Where is it published?
This is this little safe that I put out years ago on I put out a Sefer in English years ago on different halakha topics from the Sedra. So some of this will happen in a shorter article. But this has my comments if you want to add, if you want to look into it. But there's an interesting question, because we know, and that's what the Rabbi Natam in that shul was dealing with also. You know, Shalosh Shudas, what's the nature again of having meals on Shabbos? So it's interesting, in that source by the Mun, it says, Ichluhu Hayom, right? That's the pasuk. Omer Moshe, Ichluhu Hayom, eat it today, which implies that it's a chiyav of achila. Ichluhu Hayom, it's a chiyav of achila. Oneg, I just give it away, Shalosh Shudas is also a function of Oneg Shabbos, right? Oneg Shabbos, the Gemara says, and of course, if you has called a ma'anegas a Shabbos, no sin on nachal b'tzimbli mitzarim, right? Because it says v'achaltech v'achaltech nachas Yaakov v'icha, right? So the pasuk says in the beginning of Vayetze, Ufaratze Yom v'akeret tzafon v'anegba, says that about Yaakov, says in whatever which direction that's called nachal b'li mitzarim. Avram, it just says kum salaych b'aretz. Yitzchak, what did it say? I forgot something else. But by Yaakov, it says Yom v'akeret tzafon v'anegba is nachal b'li mitzarim. So Mar says, whoever is Manikas or Shabbos gets Nachal Mitzvah, because the Pasuk by in Yeshaya, in the paragraph of Toshim Shabbos Aglecha, says in Toshim Shabbos Aglecha, etc., etc., so it says at the end, if you'll recall Sol Shabbos Oneh, Klosha Mechubad, Tochevtecha, Vidaber Dabber, all the Sukkot ends Vachalticha, Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Dafka Yaakov is Nachal B'li Mitzvah. So, to, and then it mentions Oneh Shabbos, one of the dinim Oneh Shabbos is to have, like Rambam says, is to have. You know, three Shabbos meals, or to have Shabbos meals. So, what's the mechayev of the meals on Shabbos? Is it ichlu, or is it oneg Shabbos? So, possible nafkamina is, and relates to lechem mishnah, is there a chiyuv altogether of having pas on Shabbos? Interesting question. The Rambam's lashon is botzei al shtei kikaros. You have to have lechem mishnah, not just pas. You have the lechem mishnah, and by the way, the Rambam says that with regards to shalosh shudas as well. You're supposed to have by shalosh shudas also, and that's what the mechaber says too. Okay, you're not supposed to have. You're supposed to have. You're supposed to have by shalosh shudas as well lechem mishnah. Okay, not just fruit. I mean, that's a machlokas we've shown. That I have in the sheets that I just gave out here. Probably in the second page. If you want to take a look at the second page, what kind of food constitutes a proper shalshudas? It tells you, Yom HaHol, must eat bread because of shalshudas in the mon. Many other Rishonim agree. And a tour, quoting his father Rosh and the Rambam, both rules of lechem mishnah shalshudas as well. Shulchan Aruch accepts this view. Tells him Brachas, however, quotes Rabbi Natan, is only one can eat other foods of shalshudas. It doesn't have to be bread, it has to be, what should we call it, other mizonos foods. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And some say that other mizonos food has to be dovarim, you know, mina targima, which is like meat or fish, or perhaps fruit. Okay, and the other hand, I quoted the end, Aruch HaShulchan writes in strong terms that it's highly improper lenient, and the other foods are not bread unless one is ill. You know, you have to eat food. I'll just mention as a side, this business that they quote, that, well, you can be Yotzei Shalosh Shudas with Talmud Torah. I've heard that. Right, that's the only place it appears. It appears that story. I heard with the velvet, but the grapefruit. Joke, the story. I was the velvet salvage. That he ran to get a grapefruit for the Shalosh Shudas. So someone said to him, "Oh, I guess all the talk about food is getting people hungry."
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have lunch today, but this is just
okay. It's all right. Didn't talk about it. Enjoy. So they said that the Rebbe was running to get carrots. I don't know, I think it said grapefruit in the story. He went to get a grapefruit for Shalosh Shudas, and somebody said, what eating grapefruit are you going to learn? You go to the Talmud Torah, he said, you can't slug up a grapefruit. Learning a Torah you can slug up, and retroactively you won't be Yotzi, because the Shtickle Torah will be no good. But grapefruit you can't slug up. I don't know if it's a true story, but that's what they say. I heard it from the Briscoe River from Chaim. All right, it's all in the same family. So I don't hear from anybody, I heard it about. But Lemaisa. You know, clearly it's preferable to have bread, and not only bread, but lechem mishnah for shalosh shudas also. And many people are makbid. I mean, you probably should be makbid, unless you don't feel well. By Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos is the only place I saw that Aruch HaShulchan mentions that. Now, I did find, I want to really research it. There was a sefer called Magid Meisharim, which was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, Yosef Karo was, in addition to being a great halachic, was a mystic. I'll use that term loosely. And he had a malach that visited him every week and taught him Parsha Shavuot. And he was kind enough, Yosef Karo, to write it up for us. Okay, it's in Aramaic, most of it. But they printed it. It's Magid Meshorim. It's on the Torah. This is stuff that he heard from the Magid, from his Magid.
It's controversial how much you can incorporate in terms of Pesach Halacha.
Yeah, yeah. Correct. So, all right. Anyway, all these types of Shorim. There's a sefer called the Shal Satuz Min HaShamayim. It's one of the Balei Tosas, Yaakov Marvesh. Now, Reuben Margolius, who was a great bucky, lived in the early 1900s. Reuben Margolius, he was a... He lived in Tel Aviv. He was a librarian in Tel Aviv.
He was Haggadah.
Huh? He put it on Haggadah.
Yeah.
Also like
Toshal. Is that the
Rosh Hashanah? Margolis Hayam on Sanhedrin is him. They quote him a lot.
I remember this one. Something about the Mishnah.
Well, he stayed on Mishnah already. He wrote a lot of off the beaten path for him. A tremendous Bekiah. Look at the Margolis Hayam on Sanhedrin. Just tremendous Bekiah. One of these people just was, just tremendous Bekiah and everything. So, he put out an edition of the Shal Satuz Min HaShamayim with poems by Tzarab Kook, which again, one of the Balei Tosas, Yaakov Marvesh, went up to heaven and asked certain kashas. The question is, do we paskin like him? Do we paskin like that? Or do we say, Lo B'Shamayim? So Reuben Margolis has an essay in his introduction to the Shal Satuz Min HaShamayim, this whole sugya,
Lo B'Shamayim.
That's a part of the problem, all right, anyway. I mean, anyway, I won't go to the whole problem now. But what did I bring that up here? I forgot. But, the Magid Meshorim. So I once came across the Magid Meshorim Parshas Tzav. He has a link of how Torah is like food, food for the soul, and he mentions in regards to eating Shabbos meals, the Shav Divrei Torah at the meals. So I thought maybe that's a mukor for the idea of learning on Shabbos taking the place of Shalosh Shabbos. But it's only when you're stuck, Erev Pesach, Olos B'Shabbos, what are you supposed to eat for Shalosh Shabbos? There's no way you can be kind of mitzvah. There's no way you can be kind of mitzvah according to everybody. Okay, I'm going to have pass and eat in the right zman. What many people do is,
eat right away.
Yeah, you have two meals in the morning. Right? Everyone davens bashkama. Daven at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock. It's not going to happen for a bunch of years. It happened a lot relatively recently. It's not going to happen for close to 20 more years again. I remember in 1974 it happened for the first time in more than 20 years. And I remember people, no one could remember this happened. Like the Gemara has that story that no one remembered what happened. No one could remember it. I had to deal with how Hillel came into the prominence because he knew the din and Shmaya Natalim didn't know. Oh, no, the B'nai B'Seri rather didn't know because he said he learned better than the Shmaya Natalim. But anyway, we had a night, and I remember that was the first time that everyone came home with pamphlets. I was in high school. They came with pamphlets and guides what to do our place of Elspeth Shabbos. I remember nobody remembered it from 20 years before. And then it happened a whole bunch of times regularly, and now again it's not going to happen for 20 years. But... Because what many people do, and I think most of the posts can recommend, is you eat two Shabbos meals in the morning, and then you're covered. So you daven early, eat a Shabbos meal, take a break, and then another Shabbos meal. So some people use matzah, some people dafka don't want to use matzah, because you're admitting not to eat matzah, certainly not in Erev Pesach, and some people are ready not from Rosh Chodesh, or not from Purim, but that's the only type of matzah you can eat, biotze at the Seder, so some people use egg matzah on that Shabbos. Or they'll use matzah with grape juice in it, which the Rambam says is not called matzah shira. All these different minhagim. I remember I definitely wanted to use rolls, and then you have to be careful with the crumbs and how to get rid of it and outside and the mice. But I still remember the first time it happened in a while, so I said to my wife, I prefer to use, I think Rav Shechter uses grape juice matzah. I told my wife wanted to do that. And I said, I like to have challah. I want to have the matzah, the minhagim. So she said, where are we going to eat? I said, well, we're in the dining hall. We always eat for Shabbos. You're crazy? You're going to have, I had the room set up on Friday for the Seder. And you're going to come with challah, and you're going to eat on my Seder table. So I said, oh, be careful, just move. Anyway, it didn't happen. We ate in the family room, But everyone's nervous with this man. It's a nervous day. The only good thing about it, it's good after all the tumbling is done, because then you can rest up and have a good first Seder, But I happen to like the Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. But anyway, that's the only time in halacha that I know of in the classic sources that learning takes the place of food for shalosh shudas. We do find the Ran says you can use minei peiros and tosas minei targima and perhaps cake, but lechatchila once you have lechem mishnah. But why should shalosh shudas be different than any other Shabbos meal? Interesting question. We have to have three meals on Shabbos, so no one says you can be yotzei with minei targima with meat or fish or fruit or something on Friday night or cake on Friday night or on Shabbos lunch. Why should Shabbos Shudas be worse off?
It's not a meal, it's supposed to be like some kind of knicker that we
eat. Well, that's the question. In other words, it could be, right. In other words, what's the nature of, you can argue two issues. What's the nature of a meal on Shabbos in general? Is a meal on Shabbos, is that a din in Oneg Shabbos? Okay, to enjoy Shabbos. So one of the ways you enjoy things is by having a meal, even though you'd have the meal anyway, but it's a kiyum on Oneg Shabbos, just like sleeping. Shanah b'Shabbos tonic, so you'd sleep anyway, but it's a kiyum on Oneg Shabbos, or marriage relations Friday night, it's a kiyum on Oneg Shabbos, and so on when the woman's permissible, etc. Or is there a special chiyuv, so to speak, of ichluhu, ichluhu hayom, there's an imperative with regards to Shabbos, and that pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach, of ichluhu, it's a din to go eat. Now the nafkamina may chap as follows. Oneg Shabbos, one could argue, to make, is a chiyuv, and that's what we assume, is includes a chiyuv of to have pas. Oneg Shabbos means to have a fine, special meal, a dignified meal. Well, a dignified meal generally includes pas. And Adrab, and I'll bring it back to our case, to make Shabbos special means to have extra, more than at a regular meal. To have a double portion, right? To have extra pas. Because bread is a staple. Now, it's true that today, many people eat meals without bread. You can have just carrots and hummus. Many people have a meal that don't have bread. You can have a whole steak. You can go to a restaurant and not have bread. Although still, at banquets and dignified, there's always rolls and breadsticks on the table. So it's still considered. So one could suggest the following. Perhaps every Shabbos Suda, the first two Shabbos Sudas are the dual kiyum. There's a kiyum of Oneg Shabbos, because enjoyment, and there's also a kiyum of Ichluhu. Okay? The kiyum of Ichluhu, the imperative to eat, does not necessarily imply pas. Matter of fact, I know I'm going off the field now, but I want to mention it. According to the Rambam for sure, and other Rishonim also, it's possible to have a chiyav achila without pas. I don't know when the Rambam says it. There's a chiyav achila, but you don't have to have pas. According to the Rambam, not everyone agrees, but according to the Rambam, by Purim, not kind of Purim, Purim Suda. Purim Suda is sichanek, the chiyav Suda is different. But on Purim, there's no question of chiyav Suda. It's one of the, it's clear in the Gemara, clear in Halacha, that the chiyav to have Suda is Purim. You look in the Rambam, he speaks about having a nice meal with basar and mine matam, whatever else, and conspicuously missing from the Rambam's presentation as soon as Purim is any mention of pas. Now, not everyone agrees with that. There are many Mishnah hold you have to have pas as soon as Purim also. Okay, by the way, nafkemina mechap, with regards to Birchas Hamazon, the addition, okay, do you have to, what if you forgot Al Nisim on Purim? In the benching.
According to the
Rambam, for sure, you don't have to go back because you don't have to have pas in the first place. Like Rosh Chodesh, Rambam says Rosh Chodesh, Chalamoid, you don't have a pas, so they don't have to repeat the benching. Now, let's bring this over to Shabbos. So one could argue that on Shabbos, the first two sudas are a chiyav of oneg and a chiyav of ichluhu. Right? When it comes to Shalosh Shudas, I'm just suggesting maybe there's no more chiyav of oneg. Why? Because you're already full, let's be honest, right? I mean, most people aren't that. Again, in the wintertime, in the summertime, maybe different. But still, you've already had a big meal today. You're already Mekayim Oneg. But the Ichlu Chiv is still there. But the Ichlu might not include Pas. Maybe that's why you don't need Pas by Shalosh Shudas. And in fact, again, the Nafkamina follows through that why, if you forget Ritzei in benching on Shalosh Shudas, you don't have to go back, according to many. Even if it's full Shabbos, you don't have to repeat what it would say because you didn't have to have bread to begin with. So, maybe now, how do we relate that to Lecha Mishnah? So the question is, what does the Lecha Mishnah do? Does Lecha Mishnah enhance the Suda? Right, it's a din, so to speak, or is it like a din in Shabbos? I mean, double things. So if it's a din to simply enhance the Suda, it's an expansion of the Suda just to make it a bigger oneg, to make greater pleasure, well, that will explain perhaps why even if you need pas, you don't necessarily need lechem mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. You don't need lechem mishnah for Shalosh, because Shalosh Shudas is not that kind of a chiyuv. Whereas if you hold that, no, Shalosh Shudas is also somehow part of the oneg, so then you need Shalosh Shudas lechem mishnah also. Right, and then there's a possible nafkamina. The truth is, there are a couple of other sources that might be no relevant here. There's a Machza Shekel, an Orchaim Simon Shin Chofei, which I have on the next page. All right, basically, it's long, I won't go into it all now. But one of the questions is, there are a number of different people who discuss this same issue. It's Nishmer Shabbos Kolchosa, and other places. First of all, I just want to mention, you know, it says in the, which one do you cut? Our grower writes you cut both, right? Our practice is Friday night, I'll be Kabbalah. Friday night, you cut the bottom one, and Shabbos day, you cut the top one. You hold one on top of the other, right? When you make the bracha, Shabbos morning, you cut Shabbos, Friday night, right? You cut the bottom one, Shabbos, you cut the top one, okay? So then there's some discussion, what if a piece was broken off? That's in that Machzah Shekel. Again, I'm just looking for one line. I neglected to mark off. He's talking about that the pieces have to be Shleimim. Yeah, just a second. And a quick quote of one of the pieces is broken. Let's say the case is, you know, look at the top. He says, Okay, so he talks about if the piece is broken, but that's not really what I wanted to get to. Okay, what I really wanted to get to is another interesting question, which may relate to this issue of the status of Lechem Mishnah. He says, is the din of Lechem Mishnah, let's say you have only, wrapping up, what if you have a piece of challah, your second loaf? That's what Machzah Shekel is getting started with that. Okay? In other words, you need two loaves, one of them is a little broken. That's what he was talking about. I can't find the exact one I was looking for. But what if you have, let's take it over to a different case. What if you have Lechem Mishnah, and the second loaf, well, here's a case. I have a challah, and I didn't have an extra challah, but I have a challah in the freezer. Are you allowed to use that as Lechem Mishnah, huh?
Because you can't eat it.
Because right now you can't eat it. So that'll be enough coming in that question. If it's a din of, so to speak, having more food, so you can't just take a Lechem Mishnah out of the freezer. I mean, unless it's time for it to defrost. But let's say it's, you know, frozen solid, right? Lechem Mishnah, so Lechem, if you hold Lechem Mishnah fundamentally something you've got to eat, so then you're hard-pressed to say that you should be able to count that. As Lechem Mishnah, the whole idea is to be able to eat it, all right? And there are a number of different ramifications to this machlokas. For example,
I mean, Moshe, do you know Pesach, what the balls are because some of the kids are.
Yeah, I'll finish up Mamish in a minute. I'll finish up just a minute. You can get it. Listen to this question. Let's say I have it's Erev Pesach Cholos B'Shabbos. Like that case. Okay, so some of the, I'm having the sheets. The Yaakov others deal with these questions, but we're running late on time. So I'm so far. Okay, it talks about there was a broken challah, but I'll just say it outside quickly to save some time. Let's say it's Erev Pesach Cholos B'Shabbos. My wife doesn't want, no wives want too many extra rolls around the house. So I don't have any rolls I'm not going to finish. So I have a challah, we're going to give it out, but I need a Lechem Mishnah. Am I allowed to take, as the other Lechem Mishnah, one of my Pesach matzahs? I can't eat it now. But so what? I just need a Lechem Mishnah. It's a function of saying machlokas. Or I'll give it a reverse case. Okay? A person only, you know, some people are makbid only to have, I personally only like to eat shmur matzah on Pesach. Well, I only eat shmur matzah. Okay. But now it's the end of Pesach. I have a piece of shmur matzah. But I need for Lechem Mishnah. I can take a pshuta, right, for my Lechem Mishnah piece. We can come up with all these kinds of cases, whether it's a function of whether it's a din in the eating or is it a din in the specialness of the day. What Tosas talks about here, in Beitza, is an interesting question also. Is there a chiv of Lechem Mishnah on Yontif? Now we assume there is no chiv of Shal Shudas on Yontif, right? Is there a chiv of Lechem Mishnah on Yontif? Why should there not be? Well, it relates to the question of was there a double portion of mon on Yontif? Now the Tosas there in Beitza, Beis and Beis, quotes it to Midrashim Chalukim. You could argue there's no need for a double portion of mon on Yontif. You know why? What's the whole reason you need a double portion of mud on Shabbos? Because you can't carry it. By the end of you are allowed to carry it. So maybe there's no need for a double portion of mud. But one could say that no, even if there was a double portion of mud and there was still perhaps on Yontif if the din in enhancing the meal, right? So that it's not so much the double issue; it's enhancing the meal. So then enhance the meal that applies on Yontif as well. Again, these are some of the nafkaminas in this issue of whether lechem mishnah is something inherent in Shabbos or inherent in the meal. Just an interesting question. If you hold it, it's to make the meal more special. So that's what the Binyan Shlomo, the list, Mokar mentioned, but it's not printed here. Shlomo Vilna raised the question, let's say it's Shabbos and Yontif together. So he proposed the question, maybe you should have three loaves. Okay, if it's a whole din of just making it special, so it's one special for Shabbos, one special for Yontif. Anyway, these are just some insights in both into Lechem Mishnah, into the meal. Again, I tried to present quickly these chakiras. And again, it relates to Shalosh Shudas, it relates to Lechem Mishnah. And bring that tomorrow for the last year we'll talk about Inyanim relating to Avdallah. Okay. Sorry for that. Over.